Dibs, you know that. Little boy Jimmy, you remember you told us you were riding your guy, Jimmy was riding the bike and he hit you and you yelled at him and he turned back around.
Don't know if it was Jimmy, but great story from Mervyn's, Jim. I believe it was 1980 at the Mervyn's at Washington Square in Petaluma.
Nice.
I was there with my friend Jeff Ferreira. Shout out Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
A couple of redheads rolling around. He's my best friend at the time. Haven't spoken to him in 30 odd years, but that's neither here nor there. This kid, Jimmy, we'll call him Jimmy because I never got the lad's name.
Okay, thank you.
Rides by on his bike, 1980. And back then, it was cool to kick out your back tire. This is before all the X Games where you were doing double flips on your BMX bike, whatever.
But bunny hop kick out. Right.
Jimmy gives me a little bunny hop kick out, kind of hits me in the foot. I, of course, wait until he goes around the corner, and I yell out, F you. I think I'm really funny because, you know me, I'm running material. Well, Jimmy comes back.
Oh, Jimmy.
With his two or three friends.
Oh.
Jimmy steps off his bicycle. Has his friend hold it so he doesn't have to lay it down.
Sure.
Says nothing. Walks over to me and just buries me with a right cross.
Seriously?
Just hammers me.
Cozy, this
one hitter quitter.
Coach.
The boy, your boy the Dimmer, who, by the way, can take a punch. I go flying into the door of a Mervyn's.
No
really?
Headbutt. No time Some to lady, headbutt.
No time
and,
to do
and
anything.
He's a headbutt king. Didn't have time to headbutt. And that's what we may say?
Straight absorption.
Wow.
I had to absorb the right cross from old Jimmy. Took it. I'm on the ground in the front of the Mervyn's, shout out Washington Square. My friend Jeff can't stop laughing because he
just
saw it.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for the get my back.
Well, it was at least 3-on-2. It might have been 4-on-2. We had nothing that we were going to offer in the face of this adversity. So I simply took the right cross from old Jimmy. Jimmy gets back on his bike, goes about his business. I rub the jaw a few times and say, let's go to Pueblo del Sol and get some burritos.
The mean streets of Petaluma.
Rough, Jim.
Look out when you're in Petaluma.
Yeah, I learned a valuable lesson that day.
What's up with him having to go out and get 3 or 4 of his buddies, though?
They just were riding around together. It's not like
he already had his pack with
him. Yeah, he didn't rally up the posse. He didn't like my retort of, saying, find you some new friends, Jimmy.
And so, as I digest...
Bring it home, Lo.
Where
is that story?
No, okay.
Because normally Lo just on his own will go off. Now you're adding to it, so I got to see. Bring it on home.
Well, he teed me up for the story.
And Daniel, thank you so much.
No, thank you, Lo.
Because now I'm about to close. See, when he was talking about what happened with him and Jimmy, there was a guy named Kyrie, not Kyrie, but Kawhi. And see, Kawhi was Leonard. Kawhi was that guy that had his posse. See, we didn't have Draymond. Dibs didn't have, Steph Curry.
Mm.
Didn't have his posse with him.
Amen.
So his posse wasn't on Broadway.
Bring it home.
So you see old Jimmy when he gave old Dibbers that old right cross and he wiped the sweat off his brow and he said, who in the hell left the gate on? But see now, tonight, KD has Steph. He has Draymond with him. So now his team is with him. So that's the story that I was trying to bring home to Jimmy to let you understand what's at stake. See, because when you lose to someone...
Mm.
And then you're getting ready to play them again. You're sometimes that recall. So Dibs, just like he recalls that, this team will have recall what happened to him. So if you lose twice, you go off things that happened. So the past isn't good for the Warriors. So this is a big game, and this is a game that I'm looking forward to.
All righty. I'll give you that. You did bring it home in one of the best... By the way, of the week, that's probably your best bring-it-home story yet.
This is like like one of those movies where the dog gets lost and then the family moves like 1,200 miles away. And the whole movie's about the dog's journey to make it home.
Homeward Bound.
You're pretty sure that the dog is going to make it home, but you got to sit through about an hour and a half of, the puppy at the gas station gets a ride and then they're going the wrong way. And
he gets out of the truck or something.
Yeah. Homeward Bound.
It's a great movie.
But it worked out.
I'll take your word for it.
It's a cute movie.
You know what? With all this that he said, I kind of followed it, which is getting scary during the week now, because now it's all starting to be more clear.
Could be the flu messing with you, giving you that odd clarity.
You're right. But this night could have a little bit more meaning. If you're the Warriors, is this the night you kind of let everyone know in the league, all right, Toronto's the team some people think could be the Eastern Conference representative in the NBA Finals?
Power rankings, they're number one right now. In the NBA power rankings, just like the NFL, they're number one. True friend Dibs.
There's no such thing as power rankings. That is, and you can pull up whatever you want to pull up.
I'm sorry.
And God, I hope you don't, considering what we're going through right now in this room. Power rankings are non-existent. It's called the standings. And the standings are the only power ranking that matters. Every week, the NFL, all these websites, we've got our Week 14 power rankings.
Okay, see, that's what I'm talking
about. It's called
about.
The standings.
I love the power rankings.
Of course you do.
I can't wait for the power rankings.
They're out. Because I saw them yesterday.
As a TV talking head, you're so desperate for material that you will rip off somebody's power rankings based on what? The standings.
Anna's pulling them up.
Pull them up.
I am not, but because he doesn't like them.
Pull up your power rankings.
Pull them up.
And see who's atop the power rankings. It's Toronto.
Yeah.
And Toronto's the number one power
ranking. And just a couple of weeks ago, those Warriors were hurting. They were spiritually hurt.
They were Jimmy.
They were Jimmy.
Just
right?
What Jimmy did to Dibs.
Jimmy was, you know what, because he was trying to give a, Jimmy was trying to give a little flair, and the Warriors are trying to give a little flair. You remember that stretch where KD had what?
44.
Was it three? Yeah, exactly. Drops a 50 bomb on somebody.
And the Warriors bunny hopped him. I mean, Toronto did the little bunny hop kick out. Yep. The Warriors said, okay, we're coming to town, yelled at him, came back and knocked him out. Hit him, just like what happened with
Dibs. Yeah, me and Jimmy didn't go to overtime at Mervyn's. It was pretty quick. I don't even think I made it to halftime.
By the way,
pretty quick one.
Shout out Washington Square. That Mervyn's is now a Safeway.
Wow. How about that?
Yeah, Tony G on the text line.
Thank you, Tony G.
Yeah, shout out Tony G.
Not to be mistaken with Amy G, who is the pride of Casa Grande High School, which is where I attended when I went to Petaluma. So
there you go.
As we talk about all the G's, G's up and throws down in the great city of Petaluma.
The 408 said, at least the Warriors fought back, Dibs.
Yeah, well, I lived to fight another day. And luckily, I didn't have to go through an 82-game schedule. I was 0-1 after that day, and I just was on to Cincinnati waiting for Secaucus in the draft lottery.
Exactly. That's where you were. So tonight it's the Warriors and the Toronto Raptors. We'll have it, of course, right here in your proud home of the Golden State Warriors, 95-7 the game. Kawhi Leonard has to play tonight. He didn't play last night against the Clippers. Is that we know it's a back-to-back. We're going to give him load management. We're going to be ready for what comes up in Oakland. Don't tell me they're going to sit him two straight nights.
They should sit him two straight nights. That would be the ultimate troll job, because you're coming into Golden State and odds are you're going to lose. You're going up against a team who is favored and you're on the second half of a back-to-back. So why not, if you're, and I'm not saying that Toronto's thinking we're going to lose, but play the percentages, play the game, don't play Kawhi. That way when the Warriors beat you and the season series is one apiece, the Warriors will say, well, we only lost in Toronto because we didn't have Draymond and we didn't have Steph. And then Toronto can say, well, we only lost in Oakland because we didn't have Kawhi due to load management, apparently.
That would be good trolling.
Be great trolling, but the unfortunate thing about that, I don't think Kawhi's built like that. And I think
think so, huh?
All you have to do is go back to San Antonio last year.
Yeah, 74 games is on the phone.
Gibbs, are you really going to use that? Coach, I can't believe you went down that rabbit hole as well.
Why?
Because...
You
Kawhi,
think better of me?
No, a little bit. I think because Kawhi last year was in a totally different circumstance. I think the stage is set. It's going to national television. This is the game of the week. You're playing on the road. This is you don't see LeBron comes out here, and when he came out here, you didn't see, even when they got motorboated, he didn't sit. He played.
What time's
tip
off?
And they got beat by 16.
What time's tip off?
He didn't run. He took his whooping like a man.
Come on.
What happened?
No, I was just waiting for you to, you know, bring it home. 7:30,
Jim.
It's a 7:30 tip? Okay.
7:30 tip.
7:42, right. To be completely honest and frank and fair.
Frank and fair?
Yeah, frank and fair.
Okay. Well, when you look at this game, it does carry a little bit extra weight, correct? This is one where, you know, like, if it was... What are you doing?
He's right for a change. It is time to go.
And I'm sorry, Coz. We're all out of time.
When we continue.
Tease it.
We'll look at... we've got some great stuff on the Warriors, by the way. A little bit later on. In the Power Hour. In the Money Spot. You got to stick around because one of us has done a lot of homework regarding statues and retirement jerseys and all that stuff. One of us has. Plus, we've got Rick Kamla at the bottom of the hour to talk about the game tonight. We got some 49ers stuff to get to, all coming up. Joe Lo and Dibs, 95.7 The Game.
Hall of Famer Jerry Rice and Joe Lo and Dibs want to wish you a very Jerry Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Starting Monday and all week next week, tune in at 8 a.m. for your chance to win autographed Jerry Rice memorabilia. That's 8 a.m. all next week. Your station for holiday gift giving, 95.7. The Game.
Is it possible to make therapeutic implants invisible to the naked eye?
We're designing devices smaller than the diameter of a human hair.
Dr. Tejal Desai, professor of bioengineering and therapeutic sciences at UCSF, is leading a microscopic revolution.
It's really opening up new solutions for cancer, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, you name it.
Outthinking the limits of yesterday and redefining what's possible for tomorrow. UCSF Health, redefining possible.
I thought I wouldn't qualify.
But I went on the website and answered a few questions.
And was able to get financial help.
The truth? It was a pleasant surprise.
Now I have the peace of mind that I have health insurance for my whole family.
At Covered California, 9 out of 10 enrollees got financial help paying for their health insurance. So check for yourself at CoveredCA.com. Sign up by December 15th. Covered California. It's more than just health care. It's life care.
It's on now, the massive multi-million-dollar lost warehouse lease liquidation at Russell's Furniture. We must vacate the premises. Furniture and mattresses priced with maximum markdowns. It's first come, first serve at Russell's Fine Furniture, 2600 Lafayette, Santa Clara.
Deck the halls with gifts of scratchers. Scratchy, scratchy, scratch. Scratch, scratch, scratch. Tis the season to be grateful. Givey, givey, give. Give, give, give. Don your friends with cheery faces. Grinny, grin, grinny, grin, 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 grin.
Give the gift of grinny, grin, grin. This holiday, give the gift of scratchers from the California Lottery. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 or older to purchase. Player claim.
Are you curious about who offers the best deals on top-rated Samsung, LG, and Sony TVs? The answer is surprising. It's not online, and it's not the warehouse clubs. The best deals on top-rated TVs are at Video Only. Don't believe it? Then check out the trade-in deals at Video Only. How about $500 for your old TV? Try doing that online. Before you buy that new TV, drop into Video Only. If you don't, you'll be sorry.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's 3 times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge and a Wix filter for $33.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts now. 3 times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 Visgrade.
Stop dreaming and start driving today. At Land Rover Marin, we want you to live the dream and start driving a new Land Rover Discovery or a Range Rover Velar. Pricing and payments are at an all-time low during the Land Rover Season of Adventure sales event. Living the dream at LandRoverMarin.com.
Hi, folks. Jim Peterson. We're talking about roofs today. The rain is back. Your roof's taking a beating. It's raining like cats and dogs out there. I'm the guy that provides the 25 to 50-year roof warranty, so you set it and forget it. You put it on once. You don't think about it again. I'm the guy with the underlayment that's a roof under a roof. You get that from nobody else across the United States. I'm the guy with American-made roofs. If you combine your new roof with a solar power system, the electricity rates come down so low, essentially the roof is free. I'm not kidding. Right now, give me a call. Roofs for under $100. Put solar on, and the roof essentially is free. It's at 888-523-0406. 888-523-0406. That's 888-523-0406. New roofs for under $100 a month. Solar power systems that reduce the electric bill. Essentially, the roof is free. I can't do this forever. I've got to stay in business. Give me a call right now. 888-523-0406. 888-523-0406. That's 888-523-0406. Or at solarforamerica.com.
CSLB 868-363. 468-117. 930-640.
I cannot wait to show you our brand new deck.
I have been looking forward to this.
We went to Dolan's, and luckily they have experts there that really helped us figure everything out. And I think they did a really
good
job.
More homeowners are choosing the beauty of Humboldt Redwood for decking and fencing. Nothing like the color, the durability. Planning a shade structure, maybe a pergola? Choose Humboldt Redwood Timbers at Dolan's. In stock sizes and custom order. Discover the beauty, benefits, and affordability of Humboldt Redwood. Visit DolanLumber.com. That's DolanLumber.com.
Clear the road. We have supplies inbound.
Are you a problem solver? The Air National Guard never shies from tomorrow's problems. We run to them. Ready for world-class military training and global missions? Help us design the blueprint for a better future. Serve close to home and build the life you want with the Air National Guard. Visit us at goang.com/now or call us at 1-800-TOGO-ANG.
Don't miss a big week of Division I college hoops on the Hilltop when our USF men battle Eastern Washington Thursday, December 13th, and Cal State Fullerton Sunday, December 16th. Get your tickets now at usfdons.com. That's usfdons.com.
Joe Lowendibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's keep it rolling here on a Warriors Wednesday. It's brought to you by Friedman's Appliance, a trusted name in the Bay Area since 1922. Warriors and Raptors tonight at Oracle. We'll have it for you here on 95.7 The Game. We'll start that pregame. Where do we start that? Warriors Live at 6?
Yep. Steiny and Guru, I'm excited. Steiny is the Eastern Conference best team. It's the NBA Finals. I'm excited.
Oh, he's going to be over the top.
He is going to be.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to be over the top.
You should.
I'll be covering. I'll be watching two games at once. I have to go to Sacramento tonight to watch a game there. I'll be watching the Warriors-Raptors game on a TV there as well.
Pascal Siakam, I'm excited.
See, that's respect.
That is respect.
That's respect.
That's respect. Mad respect.
All right, everybody.
Might
mad respect
two
for
blue
all of you.
Chew game for Goo.
Oh.
Two chew.
Wait a minute.
Wow. How'd that work out for you yesterday, Cozy?
I haven't used the chew yet.
All right. All right,
give me some time.
Booty tickle.
No.
Whoa.
Booty
okay.
tickle?
I don't know. Jeez.
No. Give me that one more time.
Yeah, me too.
Let me, hold on.
Booty tickle.
Booty
what
tickle.
Is going on?
Was that a Beyonce that? Song? Or?
That was my nickname in school.
That was his nickname in school.
No, no, those are two interconnected,
oh,
non-connected.
Man,
the media's kryptonite.
I'm mind blown.
All right, so we've got that for you tonight, but we've got some other stuff going on here. We're going to spray to all fields here an hour in the 6 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Because the NFL gets rolling. By the way, I'm unhappy Chargers and Chiefs are playing on the shortened week on a Thursday night. I love those two teams. That game means something. Don't give me the short week with someone having
give
to
travel. Give it to me. Give it to me.
You want it on a Thursday?
Give it to me.
Give it to me on the Sunday.
You know why?
Flex it back to Sunday night.
If you're going to flex, okay.
You can't. I want them to.
Yeah, if you can't give it Sunday night, give it to me Thursday where I can hold everything. It's just me, my TV, and watching these two teams get after it. And that's an interesting matchup. No Kareem Hunt. You saw last week with the Ravens. We're able to – should have won that game. Mahomes, the throws that he made. So if you're looking at Thursday night, one thing L.A.'s been doing well – that's running the ball, even with not having their number one back. Those two other guys run it. So I think this is going to be a very, very competitive game.
Yeah, it's
San
a good
Diego's
game.
They're playing well, Dibs.
It's a good game, and it's a rivalry game. And you know who else is playing a rivalry game this weekend?
I don't.
Your San Francisco 49ers. You don't believe in the rivalry game?
How is it a rivalry?
No, no, that was that laugh courtesy of one Alan Roxy Bernstein, who provided the the punchline for that. No, it's not a rivalry game when you've gotten straight.
I hate the Seahawks, like every other good Niner faithful fan.
Fine, and that's really nice that you hate the Seahawks, but you're not a competitor to the Seahawks. They come in here and routinely crush you. The last time it's been even remotely close has been 5 years ago. You've beaten them once out of the last 11 times overall. So it's not
right.
a rivalry, Jim.
Just hold on. Listen to my friend Richard Sherman. He's now on the 49ers, you know.
You've never met him.
This is what it has to do. Wow. This is week 13. Wow. My good friend Richard Sherman. We were talking about Stanford and some of the things, you know, because I've spoken at Stanford.
You just crushed it.
Yeah, me too.
Student.
Me too.
I've been a speaker there.
Yeah,
I've
Andy
been a guest,
Dolich's class.
I've been a guest speaker at Stanford.
I have too. Shout out to Andy Dolich.
I've spoken at Stanford. It's 3 weeks ago I spoke there.
That's outstanding.
Yeah.
Richard Sherman, here's what he said about the Seahawks in week 13.
Richard, this isn't what you signed up for. I mean, everybody seemed to think that the 49ers and Seahawks were now, after last season, going in opposite directions. Are you surprised that they're doing as well as they are? We know you're surprised that the 49ers aren't, you know, better. But
not really. I mean, they're 6-5. You know, it's not like they're 8-1 or 12-1. If they were that, I'd be very surprised. But, you know, kind of middle of the road. They're fighting in every game. They won some close ones. They've lost some close ones. Kind of expect that.
All right, won some close ones, lost some close ones. They're right around 500. Is Seattle just middle of the road?
No, they're a playoff team, and they're going to be a road playoff winner, in my opinion. The way it looks right now, if they wind up as the top wild card and they go to Dallas, I think they win that game. So you're looking at a team that very likely could be a Final Eight team in the NFL, a team playing into mid-January. So Richard Sherman at the time was somewhat accurate with the record, and he tried to be a little disparaging, but then Seattle came out, knocked you around, and subsequently has put themselves in a position to be a legitimate playoff team and maybe an NFC championship threat.
We just heard the infamous booty tickle. Is Richard Sherman a little butt hurt by leaving the Seattle Seahawks and seeing what they're doing without him? And he really was the face of that team. A lot of people want to say it's
Russell
Wilson, but he was kind of the, maybe more so the pulse. We all remember him yelling at poor little Aaron Andrews, L.O.B.
Yeah, that was cute. I think he's always been like the mouthpiece for Seattle.
Okay.
He's been a guy who step out and speaks what he believes in, and you got to commend him for that because he's a guy that, you know, that very well spoken, and he talks, you know, with some passion. I don't think he's out of bounds. I don't look at Seattle as a good team. I think they're fair, the middle of the road team. If you look at the NFC, it's not really that strong. You know, far as, you know, think about where their record is. If there was other teams that were playing halfway decent ball, we wouldn't be having this conversation as a wild card team. I think the biggest thing what Seattle's been able to do, guys, because they brought in one coach. And I'm telling you, the coach is not getting the props that he deserves, and it's Brian Schottenheimer. If you watch Seattle and go look how they run the ball, even I'm not saying they're the number one
running
team.
You're all about running, aren't you?
No question, because here's what they've done. They've saved Russell Wilson. Last year, they threw the ball all the time, and they wasn't able to do as much because everyone knew they were just going to throw the ball. So your offensive line becomes passive. You see what happened when the Rams got in a dogfight? When they lined up and they had to play against a team that's going to punch you in the mouth.
And they might have the best running back in the game.
Exactly. Because when you're passing a ball like all this time, you're soft. I'm just going to tell you, playing this league, offensive linemen, they become soft. Because now they're set, they're catching, they're pass blocking, they got to be patient, passing it off. They don't come off the ball with that vigor to come off and create a new line of scrimmage. And that's what Seattle has done. So Seattle is relying on their toughness and their will to break teams down, and that's what's keeping them in it. So I think they are an average team, but I think the biggest thing about them is they've been able to limit other teams with ball control, and their defense is playing good.
Let me get real quick. Let me hear from Frank Clark of the Seahawks defense. He was on with our good friend Dave Softy Muller on KGAR. Here's what he said about Richard Sherman.
Richard Sherman referred to you guys as a middle-of-the-road team before you played the Niners 2 weeks ago. Now, maybe, you know, there's respect there, obviously, and maybe he's just being Richard.
Yeah.
What does it mean to you, though, to now be able to go to his stadium on Sunday and clinch a playoff spot in his backyard?
Oh, man, it means a lot. I mean, at the end of the day, middle of the road, that's Richard Sherman being Richard Sherman. At the end of the day, he's not in this locker room no more, so his opinion really doesn't matter. You know what I mean? They got problems over there in San Fran that he needs to be worried about. So at the end of the day, this is my team now. This is my defense, Richard Sherman. His era is over here. You know, if he got anything to say, you know, about our defense, he can say it on the field. At the end of the day, we want to know against Richard Sherman right now, and we want to know against the San Francisco 49ers this year. And our plan is to be 2-0, so we're going into their stadium next week with pure aggression, and, you know, and we're going to stop that run, and we're going to have fun on third down.
His era is over now. His era is over here. That's what we just heard them say about
Richard
Sherman.
I'm excited, Dibs. I just got excited. I just felt that little tickle.
Did you?
That your
you
boy
got a little
Goose,
blue chew tickle?
That old Goose talking about.
Booty tickle.
Yeah. I like to hear words like that because shots fired. I tell you right now.
Because he realizes that Richard Sherman's no longer on the team. Ooh, it's dramatic. The era's over. Yeah, Richard doesn't play there anymore. We know that.
Yeah, but that was a Super Bowl winning team that was supposed to win a couple, and they were set up to be dominant for a 5-year stretch. When that's over, that's painful.
It's usually. When it's over, it's over. And the Legion of Boom is no more. You've seen a number.
L-O-B.
Right. And they are no more. And the era is over. Yet all he had to say, Frank Clark, is Richard's gone and we're still a playoff team. So what does that say about Richard Sherman's impact?
But he went on and said things that, like, we use words and terminology like they got enough problems in San Francisco. We're 1-0 against them. He can do his talking with his pads. Don't bring your mouth, bring your pads. Pretty much telling him to shut up. Pretty much calling him out. And that's that is bulletin board material, whether you want to hear it or not. I know that the Niners people saying they're wanting to tank. Pibbs, did you just big time me right now? Did you just tell me to shut up?
I just told you to be aware of the parameters of the program for
right.
Once, 4 years in.
All right. I'll be back on the other side to finish this up.
Tease it.
All righty. We'll let him finish that thought, but we also have Rick Kamla.
It's a strong
We're talking
ball.
About the biggest game in the NBA tonight. Is Warriors-Raptors.
Mm.
Rick Kamla from NBA TV helps us preview it, and we'll get Lowe's thoughts on what he was saying about the Seahawks and 49ers. On 95.7 The Game.
You up?
You gotta run. When you play football, newsflash, you gotta be able to run.
The last time they met was an overtime thriller.
Durant shoots over Leonard. Got it! He hit it!
But the Warriors came up just short.
131 to 128. In overtime, the Warriors take the loss.
Now, the question is, what will happen next?
He got it!
Warriors. Raptors. Coverage starts tonight at 6. Tip off at 7:30. Only on 95.7. The Game.
The holiday. It's Christmas. 13 days away, and I know you're still looking for that special Christmas gift for your wife or girlfriend. Well, look no more. You can get the very best this year with the world's softest pajamas from Pajamagram. That's America's PJ experts for over 15 years. They are the world's softest pajamas. They're super light, super soft, and it's super easy to get a pair for the missus. Go to pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com, and you will love the way they look. Best of all, you don't have to wrap it because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. Plus, they're backed by 100% lifetime guarantee, so you risk nothing. You'll be happy giving your loved one the world's softest pajamas. Here's what you do. Go to pajamagram.com right now. That's pajamagram.com. Get there today. They normally sell out before Christmas. Pajamagram.com. Tell them Dib sent you.
It's your hardwood hero of the week.
He got it! Curry!
Presented by Golden State Lumber, helping contractors become heroes by setting the standard in customer service and leading the industry in reliable job site delivery. Visit a lumberyard and showroom or goldenstatelumber.com today.
Week 8 of the NBA season is in the books, and the Dubs returned to form by winning all three games. The road trip took them to Atlanta, Cleveland, and Milwaukee. The hardwood hero of the week was Steph Curry, who made an immediate impact with his return to the lineup as the leading scorer in all three games last week. A total of 92 points was highlighted by a 42-point performance in Cleveland. Steph also added 16 rebounds and 17 assists last week, picking up right where he left off earlier this season. Welcome back, Steph.
The Hardwood Hero of the Week, presented by Golden State Lumber. For professional contractors, it's a slam dunk.
Yes!
Visit a lumberyard and showroom or goldenstatelumber.com today.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
The Golf Mart presents a special holiday offer from Titleist. The Pro V1 and Pro V1X are the number one ball in golf used by tour players and amateurs around the world. And right now, they're only $39.99 a dozen, making them the number one gift in golf. And now available, the new TS Metal Woods. Two distinct designs that bring more speed to your game. TS2 lets you swing aggressive with maximum forgiveness across the face, while TS3 offers an adjustable sweet spot for speed-tuned performance. This holiday season, shop the Golf Mart, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
What are you waiting for? Berkeley Shreds shreds your confidential documents, hard drives, and media while you watch. So drive over to Berkeley Shreds to protect yourself from identity theft tomorrow. Contact Berkeley Shreds today at berkeleyshreds.com.
Hey everybody, Damon Roberts from Sports Investors Weekly letting you know that Paul Nolan, Jimmy Tags, and myself will be here every Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 a.m. to break down all the best bets in college and pro football. Want to get involved right now? Text NFL to 313131 and get today's best bet absolutely free. That's text NFL to 313131 right now and get today's best bet absolutely free. And make sure you join us every Saturday and Sunday for Sports Investors Weekly.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louis found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louis has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a lot better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This will definitely be your December to remember when you get that new Lexus you've wanted from Lexus Monterey Peninsula. Visit them today and test drive the sleek Lexus ES350 or the ultra-versatile RX350 SUV. Take advantage of year-end special offers and get the service you deserve from the dedicated professionals at Lexus Monterey Peninsula. Visit their showroom today at 1721 Del Monte Boulevard in beautiful Seaside, California, or online at LexusMontereyPeninsula.com. Experience amazing Lexus Monterey Peninsula.
There's something about the word diagnosis that tends to make us uneasy. Whether it's our hearts, lungs, or other organs, we worry about the results and what to do next. At Kaiser Permanente, our team of specialists care for you and about you, working together, creating a treatment plan specific to your diagnosis and total health. So from primary to specialty care, find reassurance in a great team of healthcare professionals committed to your healthy recovery. Visit kp.org/specialtycare to learn more. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive.
Make Burlington your one-stop holiday shop for the hottest gifts for everyone. Name-brand watches, gift baskets, wireless, sweaters, and toys at a fraction of the price. Burlington, gifts for everyone.
95.7 The Game, trending now.
I'm Anna Kagadaikis. The Warriors host the Raptors in a rematch overtime thriller tonight. Andre Iguodala is expected to return after missing Monday's game with hip soreness. Now Kawhi Leonard was out last night in Toronto's win over the Clippers. Rick Kamla will preview the game next. Coverage for tonight's game starts at 6 with Warriors Live. Then at 6:20, it's Warriors Trivia Takedown, where the pot is up to $1,500. Now listen all week for the holiday grab bag at 8:20 and 4:20. Every winner gets a gift, and they qualify for Warriors Lakers Christmas Day VIP ticket. Baseball winter meetings continue. The Giants might hold off on a Mad Bum trade this offseason. A midseason trade is reportedly more likely. And want to go to Hawaii? Go to 957thegame.com to register. Listen for your name at 7:20 today and tomorrow. Brought to you by Hooters. Meet your friends at Hooters for every football game. Hooters in Dublin, Campbell, Rohnert Park, and San Bruno. I'm Anna Kagadagas on 957 The Game.
Joe Lowendibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
All right, big one tonight. Warriors and Raptors getting ready to roll at Oracle. We also have 7 o'clock hour. We got that great, Hawaii for the holidays flyaway contest. Alaska Airlines and us are going to be sending some winner and three pals to Hawaii.
That's incredible. Cool.
That's coming up 7 o'clock hour.
Yes, amazing. We've got four qualifiers right now. Qualifier number 5 could be you. Keep it locked to 95.7 The Game.
That's how you do it here at 95.7 The Game.
That's how you do it.
All right, let's talk a little NBA, and let's do it with a guy who does a great job over at NBA TV, the great Rick Kamla.
Oh, Rick.
He's in Atlanta right now. He's got his eye on every game, every night, and he joins Joe Lowendibs. I'm Jim Cosmore, in for Joe Fortenbaugh, who's off this week. Rick, welcome to the program. Thanks very much. We are excited about Raptors-Warriors tonight, as you could guess. They're in Atlanta, the hub for the NBA and NBA TV. Is this one of those games that everyone there kind of goes, yeah, I can't wait for these two to lace them up and go at it tonight?
No doubt about it. You got to take a nap, though, because you know how it is in the Eastern time zone, baby. That thing's going till about 1:28.
Oh, that's true. That's true, Rick. I forgot. That's right. You got to keep the late hours tonight.
Yeah, it is and I'm not working NBA TV tonight, but I will certainly be home. I got a couple of TVs, so I don't know what game I'll have on the other TV if there's another 10:30 game opposite it. But I'll be signed up on that. I'll be fully locked in. It takes me back to the first meeting, and up in Toronto, and what was that, 2 weeks ago or whatever? Really disappointing win, I thought, for Toronto. You don't have Draymond Green. You don't have Steph Curry. And Durant hitting all these shots and Clay, and that game should not have gone to overtime. To me, once again, the choky failures of Kyle Lowry and Serge Ibaka, and I know they're having really good years, but you get them in these showdown matchups, right? These statement games, and they shrink. And so I, you know, that was at home with no Draymond and no Steph. And so I think you guys are going to take care of him tonight. I really do. And don't get me started on Kawhi Leonard not playing last night. Or maybe do get me started on that.
I'd actually like to get you started on that. Rick Kamla here on 95.7 The Game, because I was hypercritical of the young man last year for basically boycotting his own team with whatever the injury was, but he wasn't around his squad. And now you've got a situation where he's resting in December. Rick, why does it agitate you so much? Go.
Well, I don't think it's fair to his teammates. I don't think it's fair to people in the stands that pay money to watch Toronto with their best. I don't get it. I mean, you basically miss an entire season with a quad injury that did not require surgery. And I'm with Manu and Parker and all the vets and the tough guys that called him out. Well, where are you, bro? What is going on here? You know, Parker had to have surgery on his quad, and he was gone and came back, and Kawhi was still out. I'd be pissed too. So Kawhi Leonard lost me with that, and taking his ball and going home on Pop, and not even being with the team during a playoff run. It's pathetic. And to have your people hide you and have your people do all the talking for you. It's just silly. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't like it. And in terms of this year, so we know that Kawhi Leonard is healthy. Kawhi Leonard is in the top five for MVP consideration in other people's mind, not mine, because you can't not play both sets of back-to-backs and be MVP worthy. You got to bring it. I need a pint of blood on the court every night to win MVP. You know, Rose did it, Harden did it, Westbrook did it, LeBron's done it many times, your boy Durant did it. Pint of blood on the court every night. Well, where was Kawhi last night? Didn't play. And I know they smoked the Clippers, but he's healthy. Why aren't you playing back-to-backs? I don't get it. To me, it's a sign that he's putting himself above the team.
Wow.
Load management. Get to know it, Rick. Load management, baby. Everyone's got load management.
The NBA is kind of changing, and guys at times, not necessarily play the whole season. But when you're talking about this matchup tonight, what particular matchup are you looking forward to? And if the Toronto Raptors are going to make this a game, who's going to have to play big? What are you expecting tonight?
Well, I'm expecting you guys to win this game. I really am. I think, like I said, if Toronto has to go to OT, to beat you guys with only Durant and Clay among the big four, now it's back at your place. And I see you guys having fun again. I think when Steph Curry came back to the lineup, he reinfused the fun, the bounce, the joy. And I'm seeing, I don't think you guys were having fun during that stretch there without Steph. Draymond is out. You got the Durant and Draymond drama. Y'all weren't having fun. And it showed. And to me, when you guys are playing with swagger and bounce and a smile, you're unbeatable. You're invincible because the shots are coming off the hand true. The mind isn't in the way of the body. And it just flows. And I think that's going to happen tonight. I think you guys are going to beat the Raptors by double digits tonight.
Wow. Tell me Rick, let me ask you a question. What's going to be the answer for Ibaka tonight in the middle? We're looking at the Warriors and watching the way that they play the center position. A lot of guys in and out. Some Jones is hurt. How do you see that matchup? Does Toronto have a huge advantage in there, rebounding? How do you see that matchup?
I don't, because Serge Ibaka likes to drift. He's fallen in love with the jump shot, and in the fourth quarter, he's going to shy away from that jump shot. I saw it the other night. They kicked it out to him. It was about a 20-footer right wing wide open, and he swung it again to the corner. Bro, that's your shot. Take it. And I don't know if they want Serge taking long twos. Well, get your butt behind the line and get in the right spot.
Sure.
So I think if Draymond Green is matched up on him, Draymond Green is way too much of a bulldog and way too feisty and too, such good movement on the court that I think he's not going to shut down Serge Ibaka. Ibaka's probably going to have his typical 14 points, 7 boards with a block. But what you got to do is keep him from going 21-17. And I definitely think you guys will do that.
Rick Kamla from NBA TV joining us here, 95.7 The Game. We've got the Warriors and Raptors tonight. We'll have it here on 95.7 The Game. Rick, we're pretty spoiled out here. We get to see the best version of basketball on the planet on a regular basis. You get to see all of the action going on around the NBA. Aside from the greatness of the Warriors, when you have some downtime, what team or teams are you interested by or enjoy watching because you think it's just fun watching them play, or you have there's something about that team that you like to keep an eye on?
Great question. I really like watching the Bucks. I like ascending teams that are like on that have either popped or that are on the verge of popping. So I watch a lot of Philadelphia. I watch a lot of Milwaukee. In the West, it's all good, right? Not in terms of, you know, I was watching Houston and Portland last night, and really, I'm fascinated by this Houston thing, man. Like, where is the force? I mean, please play like your hair is on fire, for the love of God. You did last year. You won 65 games, flying around the court, extra effort on defense. And I know Bob Mutsa and Ariza aren't there. I am sorry. That cannot be an excuse that lingers for 82 games, right? We cannot give you a pass going from 65 wins to 40 wins, if that's what's going to happen here, and say it's all on Ariza and Bob Mutsa. I'm sorry. Capella's paid, Paul is paid, and Harden is paid. Those are three of the best at their position in the NBA. Surround them with some guys, you got Eric Gordon and all this kind of stuff, that should be enough. And it's not. It's because they're not playing with their hair on fire. They did last night, they beat Portland. And so I'm watching a lot of Houston, just the fascination of why they're at the bottom of the standings. I'm watching a lot of Clippers. I watch a lot of Grizzlies for Jaren Jackson Jr. Coach, you know what's up, man? I got 30 miles to feed. I love all these teams, man.
You are, man. I know. You got a great job. You're like in the candy store. That is a lot of fun. Rick, we enjoy watching on NBA TV. Thanks for the insights into the game tonight and the rest of the NBA. We'll see you on the channel real soon, okay, pal?
Appreciate it, guys. Good luck tonight.
All right, man. Thanks very much. We appreciate it. Rick Kamla joining us from NBA TV. They're excited. Everyone excited about the game.
Him and Dibs love Kawhi. Gosh, I was surprised to hear the way that he views Kawhi Leonard. I really am. And I think a lot of I'm shocked. And I guess I shouldn't be, because Dibs and there's other people out there that really feel that strong about how disappointed they are in that guy. And even this year.
Ask Bruce Bone about that.
Yeah, ask Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, and those are his teammates who lived through it. So it's not like this is a groundbreaking thought of my own. I just agree with those guys.
But last year, okay, it was last year. Yeah, we can't change the past. But the only thing we can do is deal in the present right now. So in the present this year, has he changed your perception of him? Or you can't swallow that pill?
No, it hasn't changed the perception at all. I still think he's a great player. When he wants to get out there and play. And whatever the load management strategy is for him this year, I don't know. And, you know, they won yesterday, so you can't really criticize Toronto for what they did. But it's not helping to dispel what I think about him based on last year.
Kamla touched on, because we're plumb out of time here.
Okay.
Yeah, Kamla touched on the one thing that bugs me the most.
What's that?
There are fans who bought tickets. There are kids who want to see Kawhi Leonard. They get one chance to see him. And if you're going to Clipper games, you didn't get to see. You got to see him in street clothes yesterday. That part disappoints me.
But there's so many superstars that this. Can we just say that that's just Kawhi? And I think that's wrong of you guys. That's all, Coz.
We'll have. That's
Please,
fine. That's a good way to do it. When we continue some Giants conversation, the winter meetings cranking up. Madison Bumgarner, will he remain in the orange and black? And are the Giants finally getting into the 21st century about the best thing with starting pitching? We'll discuss on Joe Lowe and Dibs 95.7 The Game.
Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Oh, season greetings, everyone. Greg Papa, sorry you caught me right in the middle of my caroling as I get ready for the holiday times. And what brings families together the most? Television. And Xfinity wants to make your holiday tidings fun for all. And for all you sports fans, don't miss any of the games thanks to Xfinity. Want to take your fandom to the next level? With Xfinity X1, you can track multiple games and leagues at once while watching another game live. And finding everything on your TV is faster with the X1 voice remote. Get instant access to your favorite teams, athletes, and the latest news and stats with the sound of your voice. Just say, show me sports, and it's all right there. Plus, with Pac-12 networks on Xfinity, you can get access to your favorite college and university sports. So switch to Xfinity now and don't miss any upcoming men's and women's basketball coverage on Pac-12 networks. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store and switch today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires Xfinity Starter TV service and sports entertainment package.
This holiday season, load up on the tech you want with the prices you've been waiting for at Nissan's year-end event. Hurry in for big holiday savings on our entire lineup featuring our most popular models like Altima, J.D. Power's highest-ranked midsize car in initial quality, plus Rogue and the powerful Titan, backed by America's best limited truck warranty. Shop your local Nissan store and choose Nissan.com today.
For a limited time, get a low $199 per month lease on the 2018 Nissan Rogue.
But hurry, this event ends soon. Now the most exciting tech you own is in your driveway.
For well-qualified buyers, $44.99 initial payment for 36 months on 2018 Rogue. Excludes tax, title, and license. Call 1-888-858-8319 for limited warranty information and offer details. For J.D. Power 2018 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Ends 1-2-19.
While you're settling in to watch the San Francisco 49ers game, you may have unwanted guests, like termites or other pests. Termites don't hibernate, and they can do a lot of damage to your home. So what do you do? Do what the San Francisco 49ers did to protect their new stadium. Call Planet Orange, the official pest control provider of the San Francisco 49ers. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE now to schedule your free termite inspection. And at Planet Orange, the results are guaranteed. Planet Orange is also an innovator in cost-effective, eco-friendly termite and pest control methods. They'll customize a pest control program for you using botanical solutions to common pest problems. So when it comes to choosing a pest control company, the San Francisco 49ers have done the research for you. Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE for a complimentary pest consultation or to schedule a free termite inspection, even on Saturdays. That's 1-800-767-2643. Or go to planetorange.com.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
The unthinkable has happened. Russell's Furniture lost our warehouse lease. We must vacate the premises. It's a massive multi-million dollar liquidation. Furniture and mattresses marked down to move out now at Russell's Fine Furniture, 2600 Lafayette, Santa Clara.
It's time for the Dunks of the Week, brought to you by Clover Sonoma.
Finds Iguodala, one dribble, and a right-hand slam for Andre, turning 180 to hammer that through. KD, bounce pass, Looney, goes up and flushes it down as Gortat was caught in no man's land. Draymond, low pass, good catch, Iguodala to Durant, one step, look out, right-hand slam for KD. Drives on the go, goes all the way, and it flies in for a right-hand slam. Loose ball to Cook. Lead out McKinney. One step to the rim with a right hand. Durant bounce pass to Looney. In for a dunk. Come on, Looney, for the slam. Lead pass to Repko. One step and a dunk at the rim. Top of the key. Down the lane. Lob for Jones. One hand slam for Damian Jones. A little elevation sensation. And it sets more goal ablaze.
Those were the Dunks of the Week. Brought to you by Clover Sonoma. It matters where your milk comes from.
Hey guys, don't mind me as I interrupt your radio program. It's Sue Cosner, sexual health expert on men's performance in the bedroom. Do me a favor and don't touch that dial. That's a mistake. If you've been listening to this radio station, you've probably heard a compelling radio ad for Noxetril, the potent all-natural male enhancement pill. Men constantly reach out and ask me, does this Noxetril really work? Or is it just another scam product? I can tell you there's nothing better than Noxetril. I recommend this super pill to men everywhere. It will transform your life in the bedroom once and for all. Strong, powerful results that increase your blood flow fast. No prescription, no side effects. Just imagine Viagra on steroids. So call Noxetril now and take advantage of an incredible free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
Call right now and get your free supply. Call 800-617-8133. That's 800-617-8133. It's like Viagra on steroids. Improve your sex life and get bigger with your free supply. Call 800-617-8133. That's 1-800-617-8133.
It's time to join the millions of people using Zoom video conferencing. Turn any size conference room, huddle room, or executive office into a Zoom room with flawless HD video, crystal clear audio, and instant wireless sharing. It'll even work with your existing hardware. Start your meetings with a single touch or use Zoom's new voice command feature. Hey Zoom, start meeting. Huddle happy. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free Zoom room trial today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
Joe Lowendibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
What do you do when someone parks their car and takes a space and a half?
Well, you probably curse them out under your breath and you think, you know what, if I only could know who that person was, if only I could confront that person and tell them exactly how selfish that was, it would make me feel better. Only if.
You don't pull the old brick and window?
No. There are techniques that I have employed when I was younger, but no longer. I'm much more mature now.
Are you?
I'd like to think so.
You'd like to think so.
Well, I mean, you can always go tire slash, but that's risky.
Whoa. That is. That's pretty weak. That's pretty aggressive.
You can go straight up key.
That's pretty aggressive. Anything, but still. You can go a space and a half.
As we channel Finding Nemo again, you can go Mount Wanahakalugi on the door handle, or you go Snot Rocket so inclined. We're talking about techniques that possibly could be utilized.
The handle? Oh, I've never seen.
I could have parked into a space today had someone not been so egregious in their parking method of taking
a. Could it possibly be our very own?
What were you doing over there when
what
you were parking
your
car?
What is going on?
Yeah.
The old Deeza.
If I give you a situation and I gave you some money and I said, here's some money here. Every day if you go here, I'm going to give you some money. And I gave that to you every day and you went there. But you were spending money elsewhere. And I said, no, I'm going to give you money. I'm going to take care of you. And that happened. Wouldn't you be grateful? Yes.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
And then what if one day I decided to say, you know what?
Take money out of his pocket.
One day I'm going to say, you know what? I'm just going to
take your money.
What's mine that I've told you about that I'm just going to hold what could rightfully be mine. Is that now so bad? So how can I be sitting here and being ridiculed when you're
not ridiculed?
You
brought this to the air. So I want to lay it out. You, Mr. Colesmore, was paying money every single day.
Every day.
And you had no idea where it was. And I said, Coles, you can park over here where I park and it's free. You didn't believe me. He would go out there and check on his car, making sure it didn't get towed, making sure he's getting no tickets. Oh, it worked. Oh, I'm going to try it again. And then
Give out the secret.
Then he started getting comfortable. And all of a sudden, okay, one day today, I came in, parked. You know, I got Big Arm Wednesday. I'm trying to get something done in the gym. And so I park. And I probably leave 4 or 5 feet, so I don't move all the way up. And
it's space and a half. That's the size of my car.
Basically.
No. If it's a space and a half, then you could have put it fit in there. So it's not a space and a half. So why couldn't he fit if it was a space and a half? Thank you. As I digest.
Well, if it's 3/4 of a space in the front and 3/4 of a space behind, that in essence is
a space
and a half.
That's a whole space. But anyway,
fraction 3/4 plus 3/4 equals 6/4, which is a space and a half.
Yeah. So. Anyhow, he's going to sit there and now try to out me?
Well, all I'm saying is that some people are a little bit friendlier about their parking habits than other people are, and thus has cost me money today.
It wasn't intentional.
All righty. Fair enough. I accept your apology.
I'm not apologizing.
I accept his apology. That's pretty much what I'm hearing.
Yeah, it wasn't much of an apology.
No, that's it.
7 o'clock, we're going to hear from your good friend, Herm Edwards. Coach of the Arizona State Sun
Devils.
You play
to win the game.
Well, is he going to win the game against a certain guy's alma mater?
No.
In the bowl.
He knows better than that.
What is the Holiday Bowl? Is that it?
They're going down to Vegas. Yep.
Yeah.
Got my Bulldogs.
Is he going to keep his boys out of the, his crew out of the clubs?
I know Fresno will.
Yeah? You're not going to getting hot down there in Vegas?
12-2. That's their record. 12-2. Fresno's, they're out to be in the top 15. After they win this game, they'll end up in a top 15. This is arguably probably the greatest team that they've had. Especially defensive-wise. Their defense is unreal.
They got any players that we're going to see on Sundays?
They got a couple guys that we might see. Keyshawn Johnson, the receiver. So they got a couple players that we might see on Sunday.
All righty, fair enough. We'll get to Herm Edwards at the top of the hour.
This is not Fresno.
Let's get to baseball.
Vida Blue.
Baseball winter meetings. All right? Baseball winter meetings going on right now. Not a lot of great... they're making up stories right now on the MLB Network. They're really trying
to
invent them.
Just like you did about this morning. Anyways, go ahead.
Wow. Look at that drive-by. How about this?
The miss.
Comes out, I think it was yesterday, that it appears that Madison Bumgarner will continue to be a part of the Giants, at least for now. Maybe until midseason when the trade deadline happens. Surprising or not surprising, Dibs? I thought Farhan Zaidi was... He was here to deal. He was here to change things. That's not
right,
changing things.
Right. Well, it's a question of when you want to make that change. As Michael Jackson said, make that change. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. And if you're Farhan Zaidi, you're probably not starting with the man in the mirror. You're starting with a decrepit roster. But I digest. I think when you look at Madison Bumgarner, and I said this right when the move was made, when Brian Sabian was put aside and Bobby Evans was removed and they went to Farhan Zaidi, I said you don't have to trade him during the winter meetings before the season. There is value in starting the year with Madison Bumgarner. He's going to help you put butts in the seats at least every fifth day. The idea of keeping this popular core together is good for the business bottom line. And ultimately, this Giants team in particular is a business. And you've got Charles Johnson and 20-something other owners. They want to get their money. They want to get their Skrilla, as I borrow from you and your urban slang.
Thank you.
Skrilla Manila. They want to get theirs. Gets me mine. And you don't do that by bringing up no-name, faceless guys that the fans don't want to see. So you keep Madison Bumgarner. You hope he pitches well, and you can pretty much bank on it, I think.
Aren't you just going down a rabbit hole of, all right, we're going to be a little less than 500, and it ain't going to be fun at Third and King? Or do you think that the Lemmings are just going to keep coming out there in their black and orange because they got Madison out there, and sooner or later they're going to have Buster Posey out there, even though it's going to take a while?
Yes, that's the way it works. And if you
and that ain't going to get you any wins though. That ain't going to.
But
that,
what
that
is?
Sustain.
What is for 2019? I don't think that there's any formula that you could put together. You could if you traded all your best players and got somehow if you won every deal and you were able to stock up your team, you're still not going to be a threat in 2019.
I agree.
I think that by holding on to Madison Bumgarner until the deadline is not a half measure. It's actually finding a way to get maximum value for Madison Bumgarner, because there will be a team in July that is surprised it's competing and they're going to be seeking pitching, and Madison Bumgarner will be that frontline starter.
I'm on the other side of this, Coles.
Okay.
I look at this several different ways. Yeah, he could be here. It's possible, but I don't know if it's really probable. Let's look at a team that, let's talk about even football. How many times have we heard different guys are going to be rumored to be traded or saying, and then you hear the organization say, no, there's no truth to that. We're not trying to trade him. He's going to be here forever. This guy is Raider born, Raider bred, going to be a Raider to the day he's dead. Khalil Mack, right? No, he's going to be here. Guys, this guy's going to be here. We want Khalil. Khalil's a game changer. I love this guy. All of a sudden, there's a team that said, I'm going to give you 2 first round picks for this guy. Bye-bye, Khalil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right now, so you let that out. This is nothing but a ploy. This is nothing but is one of those things that Furhan can do, is to throw this out here to see what can happen. He's at the winter meetings. This is an opportunity to say, we're not doing anything. But why is he saying that? Because right now that he hasn't received the offer that he desires to move Madison. Never once did he say that Madison is a no trade. It's off the table. We are not keeping him. He's going to be here for life. No, they're not saying that. He simply stated to say that we probably won't move him until closer to the trade deadline. Why? Because there's not enough interest. What is he trying to do? Drum up more. So I commend him for the way that they're going about their business. This is what you do in negotiations.
I like it.
I do too. And that's why I stated it.
I like where you're going with that one, but we're coming up on 7 o'clock here. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1, KGMZ San Francisco. It's the radio home of the Golden State Warriors. Holiday Bowl, your team, Fresno State, going up against, it'll be my team, Arizona State, because I like Arizona State. I'm a big fan of the Sun Devils.
It's good.
All right, so we're gonna lock horns.
Beautiful school.
Because I like the guy that's in charge of my Arizona State
Great
Sun
town.
Devils. All right, it is a good town, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Tempe, you like it? Let's bring in the great Herm Edwards. He's the former NFL coach, but right now he's the head coach of the guy taking his team to the Holiday Bowl against Fresno State. Herm, welcome to 95.7 The Game. How you doing this morning, sir?
I am well. The team got in bed last night because it was a tune. They were good. So they made it. Everyone made it. I didn't have to worry about that.
There you go. You got everyone in line, man. You got everyone in line. But you got Lorenzo here. I think Lorenzo thinks his Fresno State guys got you this time, Herm.
Well, those Fresno State guys, that's why they call them the Bulldogs. They're pesky. They're a really good football team too. I mean, you coached last night. We got some media stuff we had to do, and we go way back and we used to tell, obviously. And, this is a very good football team. To win 11 games in the way they've done it, they have a really good offense, very explosive in the passing game, and their defense is one of the better ones we faced all season. Only allowing 14 points really do a great job in the red zone and on third down. So we have our hands full playing these guys.
Well, Irm, you've done a great job, especially, you know, getting to Arizona and turning that program and getting it going the way in the right direction. You know, it's interesting because, you know, Tedford was my offensive coordinator even the back in the day when I was a Bulldog, and he's done a great job. You saw the different the route that he's taken. When you watch what Fresno's been able to do, you know, far as defensively, is what makes their defense, in your opinion, so one of the dominant defenses out there?
Well, it's a nice job of creating one-on-one matchups. A lot of movement with their D-line, their secondary, very good covering, obviously, receivers. Get a lot of hands on the football. 61 batted passes, 17 interceptions. So they can raise some havoc. But what they do, they get you in uncomfortable downs when it comes to third down. They do a nice job on first and second down to stay ahead of the chains defensively and force you to throw football. And when you do that, that's where the havoc begins. So they're a very, very good football team.
Coach, how challenging is